This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, July 29th. God's word to you today is my need. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11, and it says, "Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." I am humble when I let go of my privileges for God. I have deliberately chosen not to have a special parking spot because I notice that when I start parking in a certain location, before long, it becomes the desired parking space. Then one day, someone shows up before me and parks where I would usually park. Mind you, I was not late. So I changed where I park, and the same thing happened again. A couple actually told me that the reason they parked where I usually would is because they wanted to tap into the anointing. It is truly interesting how people think. Then I got a spot that felt like Rehoboth. God has made a room for us. People typically cannot try such things in other places. Why am I sharing this with you? What do we have that was not given to us? Why make life uncomfortable for others because of a gift that you have received? A gift that the owner can take at any time. Humility is the hidden unstoppable force. Our third lesson from Jesus, our perfect example of humility, is, I am humble when I obey God no matter what, and Jesus exemplifies this. Philippians 2 verse 8 says, "He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross." What obedience! I made a few commitments really early in my walk with God. The first one was that, by God's grace, there will be nothing God tells me to do that I would not do. The second one is similar, and I will share it with you. That there will be nothing I possess that I cannot give to God when he asks for it. At every point, I check my life to be sure I am good with both commitments. It is because if you have something you possess and cannot give to God, that thing has become your God, your idol. Once God said to me, "Take your car, your only car that you love very much, and give it to my son." I could have taken that car home and spoken to my wife first before acting. But I had people wash the car, did what God would have me do, and then I walked home. When I got into the house, my wife said, "I did not hear you horn." I said, "Because I did not bring the car." "What happened to the car?" I said, "God said." And you can tell how that goes. However, it has become apparent that when I obey God, God is actually meeting me at the point of my need. Obedience is God meeting you at the point of your need. I gave a car, and by God's grace, I do not have car problems. My wife has moved from thinking that I was crazy to seeing that this thing works. Right now, she champions the cause and challenges me in giving. Let us pray. Lord, I will humble myself and obey God no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.